I both say, let's be over our time. Let's make every minute count. This is a super, super, super geschmack and sugi. Let's look the time for all it's worth. We start with the Gemara and Daf Yutas, Sabbat Alf, Masafis, Megillah. Gemara tells, the Gemara is talking about comparing which two items. Not Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, but you mean? Megillah. Thank you, right? But you're already in Tosfos on it. Fantastic. Right? Megillah and Sefer Torah. With respect to what? We're saying, Megillah and Sefer Torah, with respect to which din?
The stitching.
Right? So is Megillah like a Sefer Torah? Is Megillah not like a Sefer Torah?
It is.
I like the angle. We could be even more precise and say, there's what to say. What we could say is halfway, right? Amar Bichalba, Amar Chan Bar Guria, Amar Rav. So Rav is being quoted as saying, Megillah Nikris Sefer, Benikris Igeres. Megillah is called the Sefer, but it's also called Igeres. By the way, if you want to take this sheet of additional Mar Makramos, you could take and pass, that would be lovely. And you actually see the psukim appear as source number two on this sheet. This is the very end of the Megillah. The end of the ninth, the latter part of the ninth parak of the Megillah switches from narrative storytelling mode into halacha. So here you see, and Megillah does something remarkable, which is to self-refer and self-describe. Megillah talks about itself. So here in Pasuk Chavtes, Esther and Mordechai write as Kol Tokef. They write down this whole, all the power of this story. The Kayem is Igeres HaPur Mazos HaShemis. It's a letter. But three psukim later, in Pasuk Lamedbeis, V'nichtav V'sefer. It's written in a book, a formal work. So the Gemara Rav was very troubled by this. On the one hand, on the other hand, is it a sefer? Is it Igeres? Is this a formal work? Or is it relaxed, informal, casual? It's a letter.
What
fantastic question. So he's troubled by that tension in the psukim. Is it a sefer or is it Igeres? Open tie, closed tie. So what does he say? So Rob says that the answer is it A or is it B? The answer is yes. On the one hand, Nikri sefer. On the one hand, Nikri Igeres. Nikri sefer. If you're going to stitch it entirely with vegetable-based vegan thread, right? A totally vegan Megillah is no good. Number one, the paper has to be parchment, which comes from an animal. And even the stitching, if it's totally vegan, if it's all plant-based, pishta, flax, no good. Because a Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh is stitched with gidim of the animal. But on the other hand, Nikres Igeres, it does require gidim, but on the other hand, it is more casual than Sefer Torah. Nikres Igeres, Shem Hittibah, Shoshet Chute Gidim, Chena. If you use three of all the stitching, at least three of those threads are from an animal, that's good enough. In other words, unlike a Sefer Torah, which requires 100% animal-based thread, 100% gidin, here, it's sort of in between. It's chatzi-chatzi. It's a Sefer, but it's Igeres. It needs some gidin, but not 100% gidin. So, and now stepping back from the details, what the Gemara tells conceptually is that can we make an equation between Megillah on the one hand, Sefer Torah on the other hand? Sure. Right. Then you turn back to Tezayin, forward in your package, obviously, if you had a demand on you, back to Tezayin, to the Medrash on Megillah's Esther that occupies the end of the first parak. And turn your attention, even before you turn to the Megillah, to Masafas Megillah dot Tezayin, turn your attention back to the extra sheet I gave you, to the Psukim. Source number two, Pasuk Lamed. They send Sfarim El Koha Yehudim throughout the 127 Medinos of Machas Ahasuerus. Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Words of peace and truth. That sounds pretty spiritual. Words of peace and truth. Right?
Doesn't that make the language connected to
the Sefer Torah? Oh. The Gemara says, well, why is the Megillah? Here's a third way of Megillah, with a third term that the Megillah's Esther uses to refer to itself is I am a Sefer, I am an Igeres. Those two terms we discuss and analyze in Dr. Tess. And I am Divrei Shalom V'Emes. I am words of peace and truth. That sounds pretty holy. What exactly does that mean? Says the Gemara Dr. Zion, Divrei shalom the emes. Amar Rabbi Tamchum, Rabbi La, Amar Rabbi Asi. Okay, either this is Rabbi Tamchum or Rabbi Asi. Milamed, you know what? What is this strange terminology? Teach me. Shetzricha sirtut kamita shel Torah. That when you write the Megillah, it needs sirtut, just like the truth of Torah needs. The truth of Torah needs sirtut, and Megillah too needs sirtut. What does Rashi say about that? What does Rashi say? Amita shel Torah, like the truth of Torah, kesefer Torah apla. Just like a sefer Torah, sirtut halacha moshni Sinai, the halacha moshni Sinai needs sirtut in the same for Torah, says Rashi. We don't see it here. That's a Gemara in Menachos. So too, but here we're making the equation just as a sefer Torah, so too a Megillah. Now, there's at least two things that should bother you as a sparring lamdanim in comparing and contrasting these two Gemaras. There's one question, one thing that should bother you in terms of the conceptual take the Gemara is looking at, in terms of the equation the Gemara is drawing in two different places. And yeah, there's something that should bother you in terms of how we're dealing with the language of the Pesukim. What bothers you in terms of comparing the two Gemaras conceptually?
One is saying that they're not quite the same, the other same.
Right? The first Gemara said it's sort of like a Sefer Torah. The second Gemara said it is like a Sefer Torah. So which one is it? Yes or no? How come by Sirtut we require total Sirtut, but by the stitching we're okay with a little bit? Why not flip it? Or why not both the same? Right? And number two, what's strange in terms of the language of the Psukim? The way the Gemara deals with the language of the Psukim? Megillah's talking about self. Okay, that's already interesting. And then comparing these two Gemaras. Is there too little information? Is there too much information? How do you say Sefer Torah in this code language? Sefer. Or, well, Igeris means not a Sefer, right? That's what he said. It's called Sefer, but it's called a non-Sefer, right? MS. So if you want to say Sefer Torah, how do you say Sefer Torah? Do you say Sefer? Or do you say MS? It's not the first Gemara, Dr. Tess was saying, hey, we have two different descriptions. Those have a third description, a second way of saying Sefer Torah. That seems pretty redundant. Why don't we say Sefer again? And how come these two Gemaras aren't talking to each other? Very strange. The whole thing is a few lines of Gemara. Once you start to think about it, it puzzle all gabe puzzle. So what are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with this? So the first is talking about Tosis, and then let's come back to Rosh. What does Tosis say? Tosis addresses this book, right? Tosis, now how do I know to find Tosis? I'm going to Mesechus Megillah. How do I? There's no Tosis in Megillah. How do I know to turn to Menachos, as you fellows are doing so deftly? Who told me to look in Tosis in Menachos? The tradition of learning Megillah, you got to recognize there's one man, there's one Talmud Chacham who, for the Vilna printers, had his own icon. This is in the days before icons and logos. You got it. Begay gets a Kivager bullet. Across all the Sfarim, as far as I know, published by the Vilna printers, you have the Vilna Shas, you have the Vilna Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, and you have the Yachin HaBoz, the big Yachin HaBoz Mishnais. In all three, they printed comments of Rekiv Eger, and he always gets the bullet, the Rekiv Eger bullet. That's right, Yaakov. Take a look at the Rashi, I guess, New York, Los Angeles. Rorschach test. You know the Rorschach test are? Where they like show you sort of like this vague picture, and they see, what do you see in this? Yeah. How do you interpret it? You take a look at that Rashi and Kazayah Beis. Kisefer Torah, you see that little, whatever that image is, right before the word Kisefer, does that send you to Gilyon HaShas? Gilyon HaShas here. Rashi, Kamita Shotar, the inside margin. Kisefer Torah Atzmo. Ayei Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis, and the Beis, Tosfos, Yom Atzmo. So you turn to Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis. We're mindful of time, we say we should wrap up at 11:20 for the freshman. Okay? So let's hop around the 5 minutes that we have. So you turn to Tosfos. And one of the things that Rekiv Eger does in his Gilyon HaShas, rather pretty consistently, sometimes he'll ask incredibly powerful kashas, like a one-liner, b'tzarachim, boom, and he drops the mic, and then you have to, generations of Pnei Chacham have tried, and as far as Pnei Chacham have tried to do Miyashir Rekiv Eger's incredibly difficult kashas. And the other major thing that he does in his Gilyon HaShas, which by the way, I think was just notes that he wrote for himself, just notes from Rekiv Eger, what he wrote for himself in his Gemara, the printers got their hands on his sarim and reprinted them. Or for him, it was just notes in the Gemara, for us is gold. So one of the things he'll do is sometimes drop these incredibly powerful, dense, terse kashas. Another thing he'll do is like a reverse Maseres HaShas. He'll tell you when this Gemara is quoting Tosas there. So if I'm learning Tosas and quoting Gemara, so they have the parentheses where the Gemara is. But if I'm learning the Gemara here, like I'm learning Maseres, if I'm learning Menachos, and I see looking at Tosas, they say, oh, hey, look at Megillah, Tezai, you test, what have you. But if I'm learning Megillah, how do I know that this Gemara is quoted in Tosas elsewhere? So that's something that often Rekiv Eger will take care of. Like here. He says, oh, by the way, this Gemara Rashi, it's discussed in a Tosas in Menachos. So Rekiv Eger sends us, and we turn to Menachos, where the Gemara tells us that on the one hand, it has a discussion about Sirtut on the Mezuzah and how critical it is. And take a look at the second bracket part of the Gemara. Hilchasa, Tfilin lo bai Sirtut, Mezuzah bai Sirtut. Tfilin does not require Sirtut, Mezuzah does. What's missing from the Gemara entirely? Which item? Sefer Torah. Right? Sefer Torah is left. Obviously, something. Either obviously like Tfilin or obviously like Mezuzah. Right, but mezuzah does not. Tefillin does not. Mezuzah does. Says Tosfos. 1 second. So what's going on with the Tosfos? Raises the problems we were talking about. How do you shtim? How do you reconcile the Gemara in Tezayin, the Gemara on Daki Tes? The Tosfos' answer is: there's no I. Are we making a full equation to say the Torah, or just a partial equation? How these two can? Why did we're using the word safer to mean safer Torah. They were using the word MS to mean safer Torah. What's going on? Tosas' solution is, what's Tosas' end run around the problem? Tosas says, jumping into in the middle of the Tosas, lo kemo shapirisham bekuntris, in the third narrow line. Not like what Rashi said. The Ma'ir b'sefer Torah manish, the Gemara of Amit Shatar means safer Torah. That's the problem, because then how do these two Gemaras seem to be taking very different stances in terms of the relationship to Sefer Torah and different terminologies. Now, El B'Mezuzah Ka'ama, the answer is the second word isn't talking about Sefer Torah at all. It's talking about Mezuzah. Shehi Amita Shal Torah, it is the emes of Torah. Sheyesh Ba Malchus Shamayim, or Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. Why is Tosfos all of a sudden throwing Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim? They're trying to subtly solve which problem? There's a problem they even raise explicitly as a kasha, but there is an implied kasha they're solving and actually making great, which is what are they trying to say? Oh, right. What is MS Amitisha Torah? What does that have to do with Mezuzah particularly? The answer is MS of Torah means for Tosfos the core truth. All of Torah is true, but there's certain fundamental truths, certain Ikari Emuna. Right. Belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love, a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaTzah Shemokecha, Torah Mitzvahs, Vahim Shemos, Chag Yomesh. So the core beliefs, the foundation for the rest of Torah, so that Torah is Gevaldik. That's, I mean, we didn't say Torah. It said Amita Shal Torah. Of course Torah is true. No, he meant the core truths, the basic axioms of Torah, that is Mezuzah. And now Torah has solved both problems. Is it, there's no stira? Is it fully like, one Gemara says it's partially like a Sefer Torah. The other Gemara says it's fully like a Mezuzah. Those are two different statements. And here we call it Sefer, because we talk about Sefer Torah. Here we say MS, because we talk about Mezuzah. Gevaldik. Never the twain shall meet, and we're all good. So Tosfos solved the problem. But the problem that remains in the 2 minutes that we have is, well, how about Rashi? Tosfos is very bothered by Rashi. So what's Rashi? So Briskirav, in his Sefer on Hilchos, on Rambam, the Briskirav Sefer Rambam, in Hilchos Megillah Perek Beis, he makes the following piercing observation. He says, take a look at the Rambam also holds like Rashi. Remember when the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin clearly that Sefer Torah and Mezuzah both need Sirtut, clearly holding like Rashi. Remember we have a halacha lemaisa, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosas, does the Sefer Torah require full Sirtut or not? So Rambam holds like Rashi that it does. In which case, the problem is alive. The kashas are live kashas. But the Briskirav points out that there's language that the Rambam uses that will solve our problem. Take a look at source number 5. In Kosas on Megillah, a little bit yar agvila klap. Gali writes the Megillah with D.O. ink, the type they use for Sefer Torah, on parchment, two different types of parchment, gvila klap, ke Sefer Torah, like a Sefer Torah. Now, please be sensitive to language. The language around is golden. V'tzricha siratot and Megillah makar siratot k'torah atma, like Torah itself. Going on to Allah Yad Aleph, Megillah tzricha tfir has to be stitched together into a single document. It can't just be a stack of pages. And with what do you stitch it? And as far as El Begiden, you have to use animal. It can't be vegan. You got to use animal-based fibers. Ke sefer Torah. Now, what wrinkle in the language of Rambam do you notice? He clearly, everything here is sefer Torah. You ink like a sefer Torah, parchment like a sefer Torah, sirtut like a sefer Torah, and stitching like a sefer Torah. But there's one wrinkle in his language, which is Ketara Atzma. He didn't keep saying Kesefer Torah. He said Ketara, even though he means Sefer Torah, right? He doesn't mean Mezuzah, but he said Torah Atzma. When the Rambam uses the language Ketara Atzma, that corresponds to what terminology in the Gemara? Think about it. Emes, right? Fantastic. Very good, Kiyam, right? That's when the Tibishon V'Emes, the Rambam, Amita Shal Torah, the Rambam is rephrasing the poetry, Amita Shal Torah, the Rambam rephrases prosaically as Ketara Atzma, as opposed to Kesefer Torah. The Briskrav says, both sides golden. Briskrav says, they're both Sefer Torah, but we're comparing them on two different levels. We're comparing them in terms of the physical document, making a Megillas Esther, making a Sefer Torah. That's ink, that's parchment, and that is stitching, binding. The physical document. You want to make a kosher Sefer Torah, you want to make a kosher Megillah. In terms of that, half yes, half not. It's not fully a Sefer. Ketorah Atzma, Mitzvah Torah, doesn't mean mezuzah, it means Torah, but doesn't mean the physical Sefer Torah, it means the words of Torah, the words of Gracious Shmos, B'ikum, B'dvarim, have their quality is shared with the words of Sefer Esther. Regard nothing to do with how they're written. There's much more to say, but I know you, the ninth graders, have to run, so let me leave you with a gorgeous, drop-dead, gorgeous riot that Briskrav gives. And that is the Yerushalmi, which appears in Surah 6. Tosfos quotes part of the Yerushalmi later on, but the Briskrav says, but look at the next line of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi gives, that Yerushalmi parallels the Gemara Tezayin, the drush of Divrei Yerushalmi Emes, and the Yerushalmi says it's relevant to Sirtut, as you see, Divrei Yerushalmi Emes, Mazu Shricha Sirtut, Yerushalmi has it with the Samach instead of the Sin, Avzu Shricha Sirtut, but then Yerushalmi gives one more Nafkamina. Mazu Nitlihi Daresh, absolutely Daresh. Just like the you can darshan, brachos, shemos, devarim are darshanable. The text lends itself. There are multiple layers of so that can be extracted through drasha. So too, Esther. Now let me ask you a question, Briskrav. Is that a function of the physical document? Where Rabbi Akiva needs to have a safer Torah from the darshan? No, you know the words balpeh. You know the words balpeh. It's the quality of the text, not the physical document. The Briskrav develops it. Apparently, Sirtut is also. It's not a question of will this be a kosher Megillah, kosher Sefer Torah. The question of Megillah is fully Torah in terms of Sefer, it's only half and half. Freshmen need to run. If you're not a freshman, hang around. We'll develop this for just a moment. Chevra, thank you so much.
Thank you so
Enjoy
much.
Your trip.
Thank you so much.
Hold on to it. You're going to chazen.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So let's take this. Let's take this another 2 minutes to the next step.
Thank you so much,
Ben. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, I'm the significance of this. Now, just to explain a little bit, Sirtut, without getting into all the details, Sirtut is something that's a sugya and gittin, but al pidin, Sirtut is not only if you're writing a full sefer. Sirtut is even if you're writing a couple of words. It's what probably Briskrav is driving it is the covet for these are significant words. So you need to write them. You can't write them in a sloppy way. They have to be written neatly. You're going to have to set up so that it'll look like what Sirtut does. Right? I'm writing on lined paper, so to speak, instead of unlined paper. The truth is that it fits gorgeously in the language of the Rambam as well, which I believe Briskrav makes a little bit of a point of the other Rambam. The Rambam describes this in Hilchos Tefillin, when he talks about the need for Sirtut by Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, but not for Tefillin. Right? We saw that briefly, that Gemara in Menachos, the Rambam says, Halcha Bosh Misirai, Sefer Torah Mezuzah requires Sirtut, but Tefillin does not. He should have stopped there. I'm sorry, I don't have a copy for you guys. You can take a look. Perek Al Halach Yudbeis, Halcha Tefillin. He says, Halcha Bosh Misirai, Sefer Torah needs it, Mezuzah needs it, but Tefillin does not. He should have stopped right there. It's Halcha Bosh Misirai. That's the rule. Usually, Halcha Bosh Misirai has no explanation. or like a drasha from pasuk. That's it. Period. The Rambam says, well, the fi shehein mechupin, because it's tefillin are covered. Because it's tefillin are covered. That reason seems both unnecessary and insufficient. We don't need a reason for a distinction of Tachon Shinai. And so it's covered. Therefore,
you're not
going to
see it.
Ooh, you're not going to see it. And even though a mezuzah also practically
you don't
see.
Have to read it.
And it's built to not be read. Yeah. Not only do you not need to read it, but it's meant to not be read. There's a particular way to close up the cloth of the mezuzah and the tefillin. It must be an opaque case. It's by design, not just reading is not only unnecessary, but reading is rendered necessarily impossible. Right? It's designed to not be read. Not only not designed to be read, it's designed to not be read. It's almost less text. It's not meant to ever be accessed. Now, that fits well with this understanding that the Rambam is saying it's not a sefer Torah needs sirta, a mezuzah needs sirta. Words of Chumash need sirta. The text of Chumash needs sirta. So it should have been true for tefillin also. The way Brisker was looking at it, it wasn't a din about mezuzah and sefer Torah. It's Torah needs sirta. So I should have said tefillin too. So the halacha Mishnah was Torah needs sirta except when it's mechupin. Except tefillin's exception because of its presentation. That's why for the Rambam needs to be presented. And then, in addition to that sort of added angle in terms of the lumbus and the halacha, I would suggest that you think about the following. What the Rav would describe as the philosophy of the halacha, you think about what's a larger theme. We start with very technical issues, but we come, as Talmud Torah often does, from technical questions to broad answers. And the pattern that emerges here is Megillah is not fully a sefer, but it is fully Torah. Which is something that Rama writes as well in his coda, in his closing, in Parak Beis Halacha Yitkes, the closing to Halacha Megillah. That it's like Sefer Torah, and it's like Halacha Torah Shvah Peh. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? It sounds like he's, if you think historically, Megillah's Esther comes at the end of the period of the writing of Torah Shavuot Chasav. It comes very close to the end of the period of Jewish Nevuah. Jewish Nevuah ends Mishemesu Chagat Zachar Malachi, the beginning of the Bayit Sheni period, the last of the Nevi'im. Mar Zvachim says that Rosh Hashanah would have been ready to shut down Nevuah a little bit earlier, but allows Nevuah to run a little bit longer, in part to enable to accompany the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. So really at the end of that period. And we're at the end of the period of for the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, there is both Torah Shebech Tzav and Torah Shebech Peh being learned, being transmitted, and there is even creativity in both, but it's clear that the center of gravity in terms of Jewish intellectual creativity is in Torah Shebech Tzav. Tanakh is being written. There were ideas of Torah Shebech Peh that were not only being transmitted but developed. The Gemara speaks about a small amount of drushas being made, exeris being made, but it's clear that the major emphasis, the dagish, in terms of creativity is in Torah Shebech Tzav. That obviously ends at the end of Nevuah. At that point, Tanakh continues to be learned, but the primary stress in terms of creative energy is going to be in Torah Shebech Peh. That's something that we have a work of Jewish history, Seder Olam, a tribute to the Tanya Rabbi Yossi, where they're very self-aware of that shift. Mishemesu Chag Zachar Malachi, the last of Nevi'im passed away, Batl Nevuah, that's the end of Nevuah, Mikana Ve'elach Hat Az Nechal Shmo Direi Chacham. From this point on, you're going to turn your ear to focus even more on the words of the Chacham, because now we can continue to learn Tanakh, but the stress is going to change. The emphasis, we're going to put the emphasis on different syllables. Right? The balance in terms of the center of gravity is going to shift. Rabbi Tzadok, I mentioned to myself another night, Rabbi Tzadok says that maybe corresponds spiritually to what the Gemara Sanhedrin and Yuma talk about. So the shift, the transformation of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah into Yetzirah for Apikursus. From an experiential, meditative drive to a drive for its intellectual, cerebral equivalent. And that corresponds to the Torah Tavlin, that aspect of Torah which is meant to be a solution, a response, from being primarily the meditative, spiritual, experiential Nevuah, as an antidote to meditative, spiritual, experiential Avodah Zarah, to a shift on primarily the intellectual, analytic Torah Shebech Peh, which is the primary response to intellectual, analytic Yetzirah for Kfira and Apikursus. And finally, not only does this lumdus of the half safer but fully Torah correspond to the transition from Torah Shebech Tzav to Torah Shebech Peh, and actually look at a Megillah, we see like the only the one Eitz Chaim. You look more subtly, you see the sirtuk with the stitching. And also speaks to the essence of the Nes. What was the story? The story is all about Sina Kodesh Baruch Hu working in our lives, but in obvious ways. This is no longer the Nisim Geluyim of Yitzias Mitzrayim of Mamar Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just as involved, but Nes HaPurim Roshon is telling us, you should know from now I'm going to be involved, but I'm going to be working behind the scenes. And that's the goal of the Megillah is to be able to pull the pieces, 5-10 episodes of the course of a decade, all of a sudden the Megillah weaves them together, now you see the pattern that could have easily flown below the radar. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu working our lives through Nisim the Storm rather than through Nisim Gluim. It's the shift from Nevuah to that mindset of Chacham, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his Torah, we have to work it out, we have to discover him and his truth within his Torah. He's not just going to drop Nevuah into our lives, he's not just going to be dropping obvious Nisim and showing his hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is profoundly involved in our lives, but in obvious ways. That is the message for us. One of the main messages of the story of the Megillah, that's one of the main themes, and that corresponds to it was a particularly necessary message for the Jewish people at that time of transition and ever since to our time, and it is reflected not only in the story of the Megillah, but it's reflected in the detailed halachas of the Megillah as well. All ties together, and that's the Rambam is saying. Megillas Esther spans the world of Chamisha Chumshei Torah and the world of Torah Shal Peh. It's fully Torah. Is it a safer? Half and half. It's sort of like it's straddling the world of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shal Peh. Fully Torah across the board, but only half a safer. Sort of like one foot in the world of Torah Shebichsav, which is Torah and a safer. One foot in the world of Torah Shal Peh, which is absolutely Torah, but not a safer at all. Chevra, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did.